AM, right on the dot.
Right on the
dot. Look at that. I turned it on and the clock changes. How powerful am I? I wield my powers for good, however.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are the Time Lord.
Yeah. Talk into the mic a little bit more.
Okay.
No, I mean, just, you know, yes. So it's right in front of you. I'm not scolding you. It's too early to scold you.
Good morning.
By the way, welcome Dave Grady, Mike Maloney, co-DJs today.
Yes.
Great to be here.
Yep.
Been a while.
It's been a little while, because you promised it wouldn't be a little, like, but it was.
4 years ago, I said I'll be back next week.
Hey, whatever, you're back here. I'm so glad you guys are here. Just to remind the audience, we know each other because of a little university over across town. Well, Boston town. Suffolk University.
Beacon Hill High.
Yeah, Beacon Hill High. And WSFR, Suffolk Free Radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's lots of different incarnations of what that acronym stands for, but
we can't say a lot of them.
We'll just stick with that one.
Yeah. Keep it clean.
Yeah. So what are we doing today?
Well,
I thought I'd put it
we're
on
we're celebrating
here.
Dave's return to the airwaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay me.
Yep. 4 years is just the perfect time to do it.
All about me, guys.
Yeah.
Wasn't it always back then that way?
Still is.
Yeah. With the pea coat and the tie. And
that's right. Yeah. Oh, I'm still looking for some pictures from 88 right now. I'll be posting some of those on social media soon.
Mm. I think photos that old might sort of fade away a little bit.
Digital is forever.
Oh. Are they digital from back then? Did you digitize them?
I digitized them.
Oh, man.
Took minutes.
Yeah. I wonder how interested the audience is so far in what we're talking about.
I think we should play some music.
It must be scintillating.
Must be a lot of Suffolk friends that are out there.
All right, so we'll be here until 11 a.m. I know, you're excited about it. So are we. But I do 5-song sets. The first song is always something I call new noise, something that's relatively new. And the last song, the fifth set, is my favorite song of the set because I get to feature something and back announce it and tell you why I think it's awesome. And the other songs in the set sort of just come about organically, if you will. So we have no idea what we're going to play. Just none at all. So, well, except I lied. I know the first two, but that's it.
That sounds fun.
Just because I don't want to be crazy when I get in here and not know what I'm going to play. So I do that. So, speaking of that music, why don't I start to play something? I do have the aforementioned new noise. There's a band called The Revivalists, and a lot of people think The Revivalists were one of those, quote, overnight successes. And that's like a death knell for anybody that's in entertainment or whatever, because there's no such thing. But they had this song, you know, Wish I Knew You, and it just went everywhere.
Right.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought, oh, yeah, they just overnight. No, they've been working forever. And their latest album is called Made in Muscle Shows. It's really good, and this is a tune I want to start with. It's brand new. It's called You and I. New noise here at WMFO.
Hey, You and I.
Aw. Aw. That's so sweet.
Medford.
Don't fail me now. a something about my lady.
Raising up to the sky. Is it you and I? that. We'll be right back. like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans. We're back up in the woods among the evergreens. Short and long, cabin made of earth and wood. Well, there's a country boy named Johnny B. Good. Who never loved a lot of reader writes too well. Could play a guitar just like a regular bell. Go, 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 Johnny B. Good. He carries a guitar and a gun inside. Must have been easy to see by the railroad track. Oh, there's a little thing, the fiddling and the shape.
WMFO.
All right, we get it. It's Chuck Berry.
It's Chuck Berry.
Who was that?
925. Chuck Berry. that was. We'll get back to that in just a second. Mike, and Dave here at WMFO, 9:25 in the morning. Let's see, five songs that started with something new from Revivalists. New record called Made in Muscle Shoals, that was You and I. Rabbit Hole, a band from Lowell, Massachusetts. Be Still My Lowell Heart. I grew up in Haverhill, so it's, you know, it's pretty cool.
I used to write for the Haverhill Gazette.
Did you?
Yeah, for a few weeks.
A few weeks.
That's a longer story.
Okay. that was from an EP they did called The Bright Side. That was Late for Lunch. Hate being late for lunch. Lily Black, local music from their record called Cover It Up. That was Burritos. A radio edit, it says, because the other version says bad things on there. Glowbox, more awesome local power pop from Glowbox called The Window. And then we played right there the Chuck Berry. Who was it, Chuck Berry? Johnny B. Goode from a CBS compilation came out in Europe called Rock and Roll Forever, live version of Johnny B. Goode.
Well, the reason I asked you to play that was we woke up to some pretty cool news this morning if you're a space geek. NASA reestablished contact with the Voyager 2 probe 11.5 billion miles away. It had been presumed lost. It was launched in 1977. And if you don't know, there was a record attached to it. Carl Sagan and a small team of people got together and they had a few months to compile music and sounds from all over the world in case the aliens found the record. Not joking. So they made a copy of this record. They put it on Voyager 1, Voyager 2. And they had lots of fights, and they were really stoned most of the time they did this. But they had lots of fights over which music to include. And it came down to the Beatles or Chuck Berry. Yeah. And who do you think won?
Chuck Berry!
We went with Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
So that song right now is 11.5 billion miles away, and maybe some aliens will pick it up.
And still ringing like a bell.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's just like that book. It's called The Vinyl Frontier.
Yeah.
I'm not plugging it because I don't know the guy who wrote it, but it's a good book.
I'm going to start reading it immediately. I can't wait. Thank you for that. Okay. So 9:27 in the morning, and Mr. Maloney.
Yes?
You brought in some, you brought in some new noise.
I brought in some new noise. This is a band called the Bamboo Steamers.
The Bamboo Steamers.
They started out in 1983 out in East Hampton, out in the Pioneer Valley, way out there in Western Mass. And they've been off and on for a while, but they've just released a brand new CD. And, of course, I don't have the title on it right now. But they are playing a gig very soon. On Saturday, February 29th at the Cantab, which is downstairs at the Club Bohema in Central Square. They will be going on at 8 o'clock, and they want everybody to come and listen to the brand new album.
That's a great room.
Now, the name of this song is...
Is?
One Eye Eye Open.
One Eye Open?
One Eye Open. Correct. Right. And...
Are we ready to go?
It's ready to go. Let's go. Let's hear it.
All right. New noise, courtesy of Mike Maloney and the Bamboo Steamers. WMFO.
Attention. The people are talking. They all say you heard. The guy at the office pulls you off by. That don't bother me, darling. But tell me what you sound.
Having some radio trouble?
I get up and nothing gets me down. Well, you've got it tough. I've seen the toughest soul around, and I know, baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches just to get to what's real. I can't just see me standing here. I've got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. How don't you know what I mean? I you might as well jump. Well, you might as well. How have you been? You say you don't know. You don't know until you begin. But can't you see me standing here? I've got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't you know what I'm.
WMFO Medford. You ever wonder what a 45 RPM single would sound after how many years, Dave Grady?
That's going to be a good 30 years.
30 years old. Not bad. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
And it was real easy for me to figure out how to play it, too. No problem at all.
I didn't know you were also an electrical engineer.
Neither did I, but now we know. Jump, covering those Van Halen people. Aztec Camera. I used to love Aztec Camera way back in the day.
They were pretty underrated, I think.
How many bands could you say that about? So many. And you have a bunch more 45s we'll try to get to as well. Request for our friend Bob Carney. Want to hear Buzzcocks asking the musical question, whatever happened to? Special guests, local music from Al Petulis and our friends. They put out a CD called Half Fast. If you say it fast, it sounds like something different. Still Love You. Great music with special guests all the time. Stupidity, our friends from Stockholm, Sweden. Seriously, they're from there. From their compilation called 10 Years of Stupidity, that was Rum and Gone. Love those guys. Love that track. And New Noise was brought in by Mike Maloney. Tell us about the Bamboo Steelers again.
Bamboo Steamers.
What did I say?
Bamboo Steamers.
Bamboo Steamers.
Well, all right. Go.
Why? Well, I told you before.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Western Mass band.
They play in the Cantab on 29th of February.
Playing the Cantab on the 29th of February at 8 o'clock.
Leap year show.
Yeah, that's right. Leap year show. Mm-hmm. And they got a brand new album out called 6 Minutes to Everything. You should run out and get it. It sounds great. It's like a...
All right. I'll be right back.
Do people still run out and get records?
They should. Right down to your local record store. Right down the corner.
Things have changed a little bit.
Is there a Tower Records nearby?
Instant gratification is the way of the world now.
Strawberries Downtown Crossing.
Oh, man.
Nuggets.
Hey, I got a PSA. Would you like to do
some good? I was just going to go to something else because I told you I'd forget. Didn't I tell you I'd forget? PSA from Dave.
Please don't forget that families affected by disasters urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to those affected by disasters, big and small. Donate to Red Cross Disaster Relief. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Very nice PSA. Thank you, Dave. So, we have a new noise that Mike Maloney here told me about.
Ooh, once again, yes.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, Paul Hewson, a.k.a. Bono. Yeah, his kid's in a band called The Inhalers. And you told me about this single the other day. I don't know how much you know about it, but...
I don't know much about it. I just know it's a really good song that I heard on the radio, and I think everybody else should hear it now.
All right, well, interesting stuff as new noise from the band called Inhaler with Elijah Hewson. This is called We Have to Move On, WMFO Medford.
We have to move on in the last line.